So good evening, everyone. I am a little bit nervous. I'm used to teaching children. Like I said to David, I'm just going to pretend that you are my five-year-olds in my class. Then it's not a problem. No, this is time that we are sitting down. All right, so tonight I'm going to talk about fruitfulness. And it's not about the fruit of the Spirit. So while we were away in Clarence, the Lord gave me a picture. I was walking around in the garden and I was praying. It was really beautiful. The mountains surround the place that we were at. And there I found a fruit tree. And there were a lot of fruit trees, but this particular fruit tree, as I looked at it, it had a fruit that had got rotten. Okay. And there were other fruits there that had also got rotten and they'd fallen to the ground and had got hard and they were inedible. And as I looked at the fruit, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, fruit that is rotten is of no use. And I went and I asked the Lord, I said, but Lord, how does this apply to us spiritually? And he said, very often we read the word, we sit under the word and we say, that was wonderful, and we go away and we don't apply the word that the Lord has given us. We don't apply it, so instead of allowing it to grow and be fruitful, we just let it lay dormant. And a fruit tree is supposed to be, or a fruit is supposed to be full of goodness, and God created it for us to give us nutrition. And so with the word of God, God gives us the word so that we can grow and that we can grow in godliness. And if we don't allow that word to grow, then it just falls to the ground and it's unfruitful. Then I walked a little bit further along and I saw some beautiful flowers. And one flower was so unique. All the other flowers were yellow, but this particular one was red. And it came from the same stem. It wasn't like it was a separate flower. And God has created us, each unique. Our DNA in families may be the same, but God has made each person unique. And each person he's created for a specific purpose. No one else can fulfill your purpose. Only you can fulfill your purpose. And as that flower stood out, it also spoke to me about some people are different. And instead of, in our world, everybody tries to consume and make everyone to be in one thought and one pattern. God didn't create us that way. And so if there's somebody that's different, we can't get them to go into our mold. We can't get them to get into our mold. We must allow them to be the person that God has created them to be. And so we need to look at the fruit of our relationship. You see, the fruit of our relationship with Christ comes from the daily spending time with Him, so that when times are good and when times are bad, that we can draw from that relationship with Him. But if we have a shallow relationship with God, we will not show any fruit of a relationship. Jesus' fruit of love was when he died for us on the cross. He loved us so much. And so now we're going to have a look. If you can open your Bibles up to Psalm 63. The Lord really spoke to me out of this psalm. I'm going to read it first and then we'll go back to each line and see how God can speak to us. It starts, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remembered you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for the jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak lies will be stopped. And this is such a beautiful psalm. As I was reading it, obviously I've been preparing this message for a long time. I think it was in June that the Lord showed me this psalm. And so as we go through line by line, it says here, O God, you are my God. And this speaks of an affirming relationship with God. We can't call him our God unless we know him personally. And he knows us personally. Early will I seek you. We need to make God, seeking God, our priority. We need to make it our priority. So we have a set time. And early in the morning, well, most of us pray early in the morning. And that's before you allow the world to come and clog you in or your busy program. And so when we are seeking God early in the morning, it talks about making him our priority. If he's our Lord, then he's our first priority and he needs to come first. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. Now we know when we were on water restrictions, we had to think about what water we were going to use. And in the desert, water is precious. You have to use it sparingly. And if you go on a hike, you've got to use your water sparingly. Otherwise, it doesn't last to the end. And so the same, our thirsting after God, it's the same thing because we need to thirst for God. We can never get enough. I've been born again since I was 16. It's a few years. And, Keith and I have been married for 30 years, so it's definitely a lot longer than that. And as the years have gone past, I've drawn closer to the Lord because there are so many facets to him that we cannot, I don't think we would ever know everything that there is to know about God. And God continually reveals himself to us. And our flesh longs for God in a dry and a thirsty land. And that speaks about our intensity. How intense is your seeking after God? Or is it just shallow? I wake up in the morning, oh, Lord, you know I've got so much to do today. Bless everything that I do, and off we rush. Have we spent any time, quality time, with the Lord? Because when we sit in God's presence, that is when we get strength for each new day. And then it goes on to say, so I've looked for you in your sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Where do we come to look for God? In our own personal quiet times, that's our sanctuary. Do you have a special place where you sit? That is your sanctuary. But your sanctuary is also in the house of God, where we corporately come together. It's so beautiful to experience God's presence on our own. But when we come together corporately, there's such a greater anointing. Because as we come together, God comes and tabernacles with us. And so as we come together and we worship God, he stirs up that desire within us to be corporately involved in him, to get deeper and deeper. Because as we worship, we draw close to God. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. And that's where we show God gratitude for what he has done for us. There's so much that he's done for us. The fact that we woke up this morning, we should be grateful for. The fact that we had food to eat today, we should be grateful for. We should be grateful for the clothes that we wear. There are many people who do not have. We've got houses to live in. Many of us have got employment that we've got to go to tomorrow. And so we need to have a heart of gratitude, because without God supplying those things for us, we would not have anything, because it's only he's our source and our supplier of everything. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. You see, the world may offer a temporary satisfaction, but God, in God, we have total satisfaction. The soul, that's our inside, our real me, shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness. That means God will provide all of our needs, but we need to seek him first. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. And this is such a beautiful picture, because we know that David was a shepherd boy. He was outside looking after his sheep, and through the night he knew that God was watching over him. But in the same way, God watches over us at night. We go, we lay our heads down to sleep, and we sleep. But as we stir and we wake up in the night, do we think about God? I know that I've spent very, very many sleepless nights. And in those sleepless nights, I've been able to pray, and God has given me peace. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. God helps us, but we need to ask. If you want a cup of water and you're a child, you need to ask your mother or ask your father. And so in the same way, God wants us to ask. God helps us, and because of that, we rejoice, for his love and faithfulness is forever. Sometimes we are unfaithful, but God is never unfaithful. He's always faithful towards us. And because he's faithful, we too should be imitators of him and be faithful as well. My soul follows close behind you, and my right hand upholds you. Our desire is to be close to the Lord, and we find our strength in him alone. In good times and bad times, we need to be walking close with the Lord, because we do not know. And it's also a fruit. It's one of the fruits, that desire within you to be close to the Lord. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go to the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by their swords. They shall be the portion of jackals. You see, God protects us. Sometimes we do not even know the times that God protects us. I remember when my children were little, and we needed to go somewhere, and they would always take so long to get ready, and then they wanted a glass of water, or they needed to go to the toilet, or they forgot their favorite toy and they couldn't go without the favorite toy. And we'd get into the car and I would drive somewhere and there was an accident. And I think if we hadn't gone back, if we hadn't stayed at home a little bit longer, I might have been in that accident. And so God continually protects us wherever we go. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. By the mouths of those who speak, but the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. There is great reward in seeking and knowing God, because in him we can rejoice. In him we live and move and have our very being, and we know that he is continually wanting to draw us closer to him. In this psalm, we see the psalmist had a deep relationship with God, and he was not afraid to declare it boldly. And the question is, are we walking in such a close relationship with God? And are we declaring constantly His goodness and His greatness? The greater question is, how fruitful is your relationship with God? Do you approach God in a hurried way, or do you take time to be in His presence and get to know Him? Have you sat under the Word of God and thought this is a great, then walk out and not apply it to your own life? Do you keep on saying, I need to be better equipped to speak to people, even after years of hearing and studying the Word? Perhaps you are like that peach that rotted on the tree instead of falling off when it's ripe. And let's have a look at the final slide. And here we're going to see the progression of the peach. First, the blossom develops. And we love it when the blossoms develop because we know that springtime is near and everything is new. In the second picture, where it's green, the fruit develops. And we learn more about Jesus and become more like Him. Then third, the fruit ripens and gets picked for eating. Now it's time for you to go out and do the good works that God has prepared for you to do. So I end with the scripture in Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are His workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared beforehand that we may do them. So let's go out and have a fruitful relationship with Jesus, because if our personal relationship with Jesus is fruitful, then the relationship that we have with other people, we will be bold enough to speak up for our God because we have that personal relationship with Him. Thank you.